Edward J. Larson is with us here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell is raising his hand.
It seems like part of the challenge in this is I'm curious how you respond, because you don't address it, I don't think, directly. It seems that part of this is a misunderstanding of how science works. There's a tendency to say science says it's true, and if they say it's true, it's universally true forever and nothing changes. And it seems that part of the challenge is the evolving nature of science itself, the fact that almost all scientific knowledge is in itself provisional, but because it reflects our current understanding, but we are continually learning more. And it seems that that's part of this overall process with respect to evolution.
And part of that problem comes out just simply by the nature of education. Of course, the issue over evolutionary teaching has always been greatest in the high schools rather than the colleges. And in a way, you take any high school, you've got to teach some ideas. And so you tend to get science frozen in whatever the current issue theories are right now, and don't get as much a view of how science and all ideas evolve over time. And evolution is a evolving idea. There's lots of new, you know, manifestations of the theory of evolution. What I tend to find, though, when I go around and speak, is that many people don't even understand the theory of evolution. To the extent they understand it at all, it's way back in Darwin's idea. Critics will raise up sort of even Ernst Haeckel's ideas. People who are critical of evolution tend to know those better than they know anything else about evolution. And what I'd like, was hoping to do with this book, was just unpack the history of the idea, but at a level of sophistication that people would understand what evolution is all about. And I think the discussion over how it should be taught and what we should do with it and where it's going from here can be done on a basis of knowledge and enlightenment. Not that my book necessarily does all of that, but it's a hope that at least gives a foundation for that sort of discussion.
I had the sense, when I stepped back, having finished it, that the subject is, are we willing to accept change or not?
I hadn't put it in quite those words, but that captures a level of the idea that opposition to some opposition, cultural opposition to evolution historically, was a reluctance to accept change, and that evolution is an idea that involves, of course, makes change as a mechanism for development, and it has enormous scientific research and background behind it. And the depth of acceptance of some form of evolution is so widespread in the scientific community. Its implications for our culture and our society of this idea are so great that I deeply believe that all students should understand the idea. What they want to do with it then is their decision. And the wonderful thing about science is they can be a part of that change of what the future understanding is, but they can only do that if they understand the idea itself and then work from that point.
Hear, hear for education. Thank you, Edward J. Larson. We were impressed by how inviting Dr. Larson's evolution book is. It's in the Modern Library series and called Evolution, The Remarkable History of a Scientific Theory. We thank Ed Larson for his personal and professional courtesies in opening all of us to a wider understanding of the world of which we are a part. We also thank Dr. Joy Berry for helping us to expand our reach into Georgia's educational community, the Atlanta Press Club for helping us share this important message, and the Commerce Club for making us welcome. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.